I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Yes, I can't live no other way, y'all. Good morning and praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is 21 days. 21 days. And we are in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 7 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you, don't miss one episode of this hot breakfast for your soul. Tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. You can also hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern on the website feelthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or text MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222 to follow Morning Motivation, so the recording link will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can learn more about me and stay connected and everything else on the website at feeldfire.com. That is FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 7 through 14. Reading from the KJV. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now pay attention to these last two verses. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. I'm sorry, I'm still a little hoarse. And I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now am I come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me. 21 days. Waiting on God is easier said than done, right? Sometimes it appears he never heard us, or if he did, that he is surely taking his time sending the answer. But he reminds us today that he always comes through on time, and his time is always the right time. In the book of Daniel that I just read unto you, Daniel was seeking the Lord for an answer. So he had been fasting for 3 weeks and praying, and he was not washing himself, the word said in the verses before verse 7, as he began to seek an answer from the Lord. And it just appeared as if God wasn't answering him, as if God was just taking his time. Well, then God sent an angel unto Daniel. That was the man that Daniel said he saw in the vision. And when he saw the angel, Daniel bowed his face down. But then the angel touched him and, you know, set him upright. And what he said to him was so amazing. I read it to you, but let me explain it to you. He said, Daniel, when you first prayed on the first day that you laid your request unto God, God heard you. And not only did God hear you, Daniel, but he sent me with your answer. But while I was on the way, the king of Persia, in other words, the spiritual attacks of the enemy, befell me, and I had to fight to make it to you. The fight was so intense, Daniel, that Michael, one of the chief princes spiritually, had to come and help me. Although I am here on the 21st day, God heard you on the very first day. Although you are just now seeing me on day 21, God heard and answered you on day 1. So do not think that just because it took me this time to get to you, that God had not heard you or that God never answered you. The battle to get the answer to you was so intense. But I'm here now, and when I got here, it's still right on time because God is still able to accelerate the time with your answer. Now pay attention, Daniel. Let me show you the answer God has sent unto you. Isn't that a powerful concept to understand this morning? Because some of us have prayed to God 21 days ago or 21 months ago, or it may have been, you know, what seems like 21 years ago. And it still appears as if God has not heard us or God has not sent the answer. But he reminds you today through me, as well as he reminds me, that he always hears us and he sends his answer. Now, the answer may not be the answer that we want, but God never fails to send an answer. And what I have seen in this word today is that the greater the word, the greater the promise, the more intense the battle is for God to get the word through to you. Because Satan knows that once you get that answer, once you grab hold of your faith and understand that God still answers prayer, then you are an enemy, and you are a mighty warrior in Christ. Because then no matter what the circumstances look like, you can still stand strong and have faith without doubt that God will and is going to move on your behalf. In the book of Psalm, or the 27th division of Psalm, verse 14, the Bible teaches us to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Psalm 37:25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In the book of Matthew 17:20, Jesus tells us to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, not the size of a mustard seed, but as a grain of mustard seed, which is small initially, but it grows up into a great tree with branches wherein the birds can come and lodge therein. This is what happens when you understand the concept of 21 days. You are then empowered to wait on the Lord. You are emboldened to wait on the Lord. You can stand and wait on the Lord. You can praise and still wait on the Lord. You can go into fasting and prayer and wait on the Lord because you know that God is not a man that he should lie. So because he heard you, he must remain true to his word and constant, and he will send that answer if you will wait on him and not doubt. When you understand the concept of 21 days, then you don't cry in your pillow every night because you are strengthened in your faith that despite the circumstances which have manifested to you within the natural realm, you understand that your life is really hidden within the spiritual realm of Christ. So then whatever you see is only temporal, it's only transitory, because God is the one who orders your steps. God is the one who makes ways. God is the one who opens the doors. God is the ultimate in the final say-so about the situation in your life. When you understand 21 days, you can just begin to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't understand it. I don't understand why it's me, but I understand that no matter what befalls me, if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. Who can stand against our God? 21 days, 21 days. The more intense the answer, the longer it may take to get to you, but it's coming. 21 days, 21 days. The more intense the battle, the more longer it may appear to you that it's taking, but it's coming. 21 days, 21 days. God will not fail you. 21 days. God will not fail you. 21 days. God will not fail you. 21 days. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We just honor you. You are such a great, great God. You're such a mighty God, such a good God. Father, who would not serve a God like you? We just praise your name. We uplift you, Father, and we say thank you for all that you have already done. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done for us. Thank you, God, for all that you have already done. We know that we did not deserve it. It's just been your grace and your goodness that you have not struck us down, Father. Because we haven't lived right, we haven't spoken right, we haven't prayed right, we haven't fasted right, we haven't spent the appropriate amount of quality time with you. But here we come again asking for something. And you being the great Father whom you are, you still love and bless your children. Now, Father, we come praying for our faith today. Lord, that you would strengthen our faith, not through trials and tribulations, but just in our spirit, Father. Just help us to remember, hallelujah, this teaching of 21 days. God is coming. God is on time. God's time is always the right time. And that whenever you come, that is the time, because you bring answer with you, and not only answer, but the ability to accelerate the situation so that the 21 days seems only to have been 21 minutes. Father, I come lifting up everyone listening right now. Lord, that you would bless them and that you would answer their prayers. Father, that you would have your way in their lives. You know every need. You know every desire. You know every request. Have your way, God, and strengthen them to understand that the answer has already been made, and it has already been sent, and it is on the way. Now, Father, we salute you today, and we say thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise him wherever you are. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on my 21 days. Say it again. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold on my 21 days. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do the altar call, and then I will give you our task for today, and we'll end within our 15 minutes. If you are backslidden or are not saved, I invite you into the family of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Come on, everyone, just praise him, praise him, praise him. Say, I will wait my 21 days. Say it again. I will wait my 21 days. Hallelujah. Let me give this announcement, and then we'll end with our task. Do not forget to text MM to phone number 33222 to follow me on Morning Motivation, so that Monday through Friday you will get a recording link. Text straight. And don't forget to go to fieldyfire.com and send me your prayer requests, because I pray over what you send me and your testimonies. All right, our topic for today is 21 days. Your task is to actively wait on God in faith by continuing to praise him for whatever you ask for. Do not doubt. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God is going to come through for you. See you in the morning. Live a good life, and that's